The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
And we'll have our first ag report of the day coming up in just a moment. We're expecting a sunny, hot, humid day in the Champaign-Urbana area, a high of 91. It's 77 on Friends Plaza.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. Sitting in for Dave Dickey again today is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at the hog prices. Today, we have the Peoria market calling about a dollar higher, top price at $44.50. The run is mostly sows and lights, they say, in Peoria today, but butcher prices, they also say, should be higher. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Tuesday, July 18th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 12,763. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63 even to $72 even. The weighted average was $68.84. That was down 6 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $50 to $55 even. The weighted average was $53.02. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 11,954. The base price range was 62 even to 71.70. The weighted average was 69.31, up a dollar from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 48.58 to $55 even, and the weighted average was 51.88.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Well, the commodities on the board of trade in Chicago and in Kansas City continued their downward slide in overnight trade. We'll take a look at those numbers and we'll get a pre-opening call for the day trade with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign in a moment. First, our growing areas weather for today. Here's AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, looking first off at the weather that's going on right now, we do have some strong storms in the upper Midwest, and there is the expectation of a severe weather outbreak from the eastern Dakotas across Minnesota and through Wisconsin and even in through northern Iowa today. That risk of severe weather will work its way to the south and east and start to push into northern Illinois sometime later this tomorrow afternoon. And then pushing in across the rest of the two-state area towards the southeast over the next 24 to 36 hours. So looking at, again, the radar out of Minneapolis right now, some very strong thunderstorms just to the south and west of Minneapolis. And they will continue to drop some heavy rain and potentially some damaging winds. That is the leading edge of a little bit of a break from the heat and humidity across the upper Midwest. The thunderstorms will bring some 1 to 2 inch rains across central and eastern Minnesota and Wisconsin today. And again, the rain event is part of an advertised change in the weather pattern that will be short term, as it does look like heat and humidity will be building back into the area over the next week or so. And the end of next week could be hotter and even more humid than the recent outbreak we've had. A northwesterly flow across the upper Midwest will be established by the weekend, and that will generate some showers and thunderstorms across the Midwest in quick succession during the weekend and early next week, but most of the rain will be light as the flow of Gulf moisture will be cut off in that area. The timing of each rain event has been varied slightly from run to run of the computer models. The bottom line is that showers and thunderstorms will affect a large part of the Midwest. Temperatures seasonable, resulting in good crop conditions for many areas. The northwestern Corn Belt will benefit from showers and thunderstorms, but the odds don't favor a general soaking rain that would prevent moisture stress from returning later this summer. Rain in Minnesota and Wisconsin today will induce a short-term crop improvement. In the Delta and Southwest, relief from hot, dry weather is expected in both the Delta and southeastern states over the next week to 10 days. Today and tomorrow will be mostly dry with temperatures around 100 to over 100 degrees in drought-stricken areas from the Delta into Georgia and northern Florida. It does look like high temperatures will cool to the middle 80s through the lower 90s during the weekend and early next week. And that does compare with temperatures in the 90s up to 103 degrees this week. No more hot weather is expected for a while after Friday. In the wheat market, there is a little bit of a northwesterly flow across the upper Midwest and through the Canadian prairies. There will not be much in the way of moisture to condense out as rain, and that will leave the region in net drying mode in many northern U.S. plains locations, already extremely dry with seriously stressed crops. Hot weather will build up across Montana and Alberta again over the weekend and early next week, but it should remain over the western areas until the middle to end of next week and in the last days of July, when all the prairie and plains may turn warmer once again. And we don't talk about the livestock very much, but briefly just saying hot weather will continue across central and southern plains today when highs will be 90 to over 100. The Midwest Delta and Southeast will also be quite warm. Improving weather is predicted for most of the plains, Delta, and Midwest during the late week and weekend. Cooling is expected in all areas, and there will be an opportunity for rain in many locations. The combined impact of cooling and rain might improve livestock weight gains and will certainly relieve the stressful conditions that emerged late last week and will continue into the end of this week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Now, overnight trade on the Board of Trade in Kansas City. Wheat opened at 490 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade down 2 and a quarter. December 506, up 1 and a half. Last traded down 2 and a half. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, September wheat at 397 on the open last night, down 1 on the open. Last trade down 4 and 3 quarters. December 416 and a quarter, down 1. Last trade down 4 and 3 quarters. March 434, down a quarter. Last trade down 4 and a half. July wheat 450, down 1. Last trade down 2 and a half. September corn opened at 246 and 3 quarters, up a quarter on the open. Last traded down 3 and 3 quarters. December 262 and a half, unchanged. Last trade down 3. March 275 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade down 3 and a half. May corn 283 down a half, last trade down 3 quarters. July corn for next year 291 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. Last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. Oats for December 199 down 1 and a quarter, last trade down 2 and a quarter. Soybeans for August opened at 589 overnight, unchanged. Last trade down 6 cents. September 596 and a half, unchanged. Last trade down 5 and a half. November 611 and a half, up a half. Last trade down 5 and a quarter. January beans 622 and a quarter, last opened at 3 quarters of a cent lower. Last traded down 3. August soybean meal 169.90, unchanged. Last trade down a dollar. September 171.10, unchanged. Last trade down 110. August bean oil, 26.41, up 6, last trade down 21. September, 26.58, unchanged, last trade down 18. Joining us now to take a look at our markets as we open this Wednesday is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Hi, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
What are we looking at today? We saw lower overnight trade and good weather starting to play on the corn and beans, at least.
Well, it looks like it. The rains last night were a little unexpected, I think. The coverage wasn't fantastic, but it was, like I said, a little bit of a surprise. Maybe a half or three-quarters of an inch fell in the eastern belt with as much as 35% coverage or so. So, I don't know, it just seemed, and even the western areas out in the Dakotas had some rain. The forecast isn't looking for a whole lot, although the next 2 or 3 days could bring us a little bit more. So I think that coupled with the fact that the temperatures are supposed to be very moderate here, it just looks like improving yields overall.
Possibility of more technical selling, especially in the wheat today?
Yeah, and corn as well. Yeah. Boy, these funds are just very, very long still, something like 900 million bushels. And I don't know, if the weather continues to be perceived as non-threatening, I'm afraid we could really be heading for a train wreck here just because you've got an awful lot of producers that eventually will have to be sellers. And if these funds decide to head for the exit door, or I should say continue to head for the exit door, it could paint a not very pretty picture.
I was mentioning the wheat because it seems that the weather still would be bullish for wheat, yet you're still seeing a lot of selling off.
I see. Yeah, you are, although out there, too, I mean, you're seeing, a little bit of rain out there in the Dakotas, which is really the only area that matters as far as weather goes for wheat at this point. But funds are still extremely long in the Kansas City and Minneapolis markets, and probably seeing a little bit more liquidation there, too, as we head into Well, the vast majority of the spring winter wheat the spring hard wheat is headed at this point. So weather is becoming less and less of a factor. But as harvest looms on the horizon there, it would seem like you'd have some negative seasonals coming into effect as well.
Let's get your calls on the board trade.
Okay, I'd say corn 3 to 4 lower, beans 5 or 6 lower, wheat 2 to 4 lower.
And what's your take on the Merck today?
Looks a little softer in both cattle and hogs. I'd say about a dime lower.
All right. Thanks for your time, Clayton.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Clayton Pope is with Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Looking at some of the outside markets right now, the silver contract for September is up again, 16.5 cents at $10.69 an ounce. August is up 80 at $6.30 an ounce. And the Dow has started off on the upside, up to about 67 points at 10,866. The S&P is up 9.5 points at 1246. And the NASDAQ is up 11 points at 2054. This is WILL, Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our opening market report comes your way at 9:49 Central Time. An excessive heat warning remains in effect for southwest and far west central Illinois until Thursday evening. For today, partly sunny in the northwest with scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Elsewhere, hazy sunshine continued hot and humid. The highs from 85 near Lake Michigan to near 100 in southwestern Illinois. It's 79 degrees at 9:01 Central.